and the quarterback of the Silver and Black, Derek Carr, kind enough to join us. And Derek, first off, congratulations, and I want to start off before we get into the game with the altitude. How it affected you, even though Houston won the time of possession battle, was it worse than you thought after the game?
Yeah, well, honestly, walking up that long, walk to the, to the locker room, but besides that, when you're playing the game, we were so focused. I don't think really anybody noticed, but you could definitely feel it. But I think our guys did a great job of, not letting it affect them.
Derek, I want to start off with Houston's defense, especially Clowney and their front three, the guys up front who got the push. I thought from just watching the game, that might have been the toughest defensive line that you faced in the first half of any game this season. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think you're dead on. I think they do a great job with their scheme. I think they put people in position, to make plays. And, obviously they have a lot of talent, on their defense. But they're definitely one of the best defenses I've ever played.
We've talked to you this year about halftime adjustments. What could you tell us was different in this game? The level of frustration, time of possession, not having as many opportunities. Houston outplayed you guys in the first half. But how did you keep it calm and cool, walk up that long walk into the tunnel at halftime, and come back ready to play much better in the second half?
I think what was really cool is our whole team understood that we hadn't played our best. We weren't doing things at a level that we, really thought we should. And the score was still 10-10. And so that alone gave us a lot of confidence in what we were doing. And we knew if we just could clean it up, if we just kept believing, it was going to turn at any moment.
So for you, that was a rhythm game. Is it fair to say in the first half because of time of possession, not being out there as much when you get out there? Osweiler played really well, I thought, in the first half, that you kept it calm and cool coming out because you knew you would get more possessions and find that rhythm with a different game plan in the second half and eventually wear them down.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I think, the same. I think they did a really good job of, just moving the chains, converting on third down. They're making some tough catches and things like that, with guys all over them. So, they were doing a good job. And I think that, in the second half, we were able to disrupt that rhythm a little bit more.
Derek Carr is our guest. I want to talk about an aspect now that I think separates the Raiders and your offense from every other team. And can you talk about how your wide receivers block downfield? I think the Raider receivers are the best downfield blockers in football. And if you look at those big plays by Alawale Murray and Jalen Richard, they were game breakers where the wide receivers were breaking up holes downfield and making plays.
Yeah, I think what's so cool is, our front office and, Coach Del Rio and everybody have gotten players that can do a lot of different things. They're not one-dimensional. Like you said, like all of our running backs, our fullback, they don't just run. They don't just block. They can make explosive plays in the pass game. Our receivers, they don't just catch the ball and make these fantastic highlight reel plays. They also go downfield and block their tails off. Our tight ends can block. They can catch. They can run. And I think they do such a fantastic job of giving – I think Reggie's done a fantastic job of giving our coaches players that can do a lot of different things. And so, we know and have confidence in that we can win a game however we need to, whether it's like we said, throw the ball 60 times or, run it 40 times. So I think that a lot of credit goes there because he's given us players, that front office of ours has given us a lot of players that can do a lot of different things.
Derek Carr is our guest. Walk me through the Olawale touchdown because Cooper lined up behind you, and the fact that he looked like he might get it on the screen and you made that touch pass, which was beautiful, then he made the play downfield. Walk me through what you saw there and the decisions that you had to go through when you made your reads and finally found him.
Yeah, so, they played cover two to that side, and, the safety, squeezed the middle of the field, and then, as I looked towards the corner, I put my eyes, towards Coop, and, he draws a lot of attention, the corner jump Coop, and, Mays, run right by him, and from there on, I just was hoping I didn't miss it. Yeah, he just put it on, because he was so open, and Mays did all the work after that, but the O-line deserves all the credit because I can't manipulate zone defenders like that if I don't have time. So, they did a great job of giving me time, and I was able to do something with it.
What's Amari Cooper like in the huddle? Because Stabler said this when he was alive. Cliff Branch would come back to the huddle and say, I'm always open. You had Biletnikoff, Casper, all those legends. And the Raiders back in the day were able to run the ball really hard. And the receivers always thought they were open. When Coop's going through a stretch where he's not getting the targets, how does he stay calm and cool knowing that you're going to find him later in the game for big catches like he made last night?
You know, he's got like the perfect personality, I think. He's always motivated. He always knows that he's winning. After every play, if I don't throw it to him or anything like that, and he's come back to huddle, him and I are talking, even after run plays. You know, I'm saying, hey, what's it look like? He said, I whooped him on this, or hey, they're playing this coverage to me on this down and distance, or, you know, he's such a smart player. So he's always engaged, and he always knows that at any moment, even if it takes the last play, he can get the football. And, he stays confident in all those things. And, he honestly just comes back to huddle and just plays the mental side of the game. You know, him and I talk a lot. And, I'll tell him, hey, man, I need you on this one. And, he'll go out there and he'll just make a great play for us. So he does a great job of staying even keeled.
The Derek Carr Show on 95.7 The Game, the quarterback of the Silver and Black, joins us. Well, as happy as you are, they're freaking out in Houston. And Bill O'Brien was very critical of the officiating after the game on the DeAndre Hopkins pass that looked like it was a touchdown when he was ruled out of bounds. And then the spot on the 4th-and-1 where the Texans thought they got it. And I'm bringing this up to you because now the Broncos are chirping. Brandon Marshall tweeted, so now they're cheating. And then the tweet came from T.J. Ward. Did the game seem staged, or was it me? So people were questioning the officiating in this game and that being the difference on why Houston lost the game. That's what they're saying out of Houston. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, you know, things are going to happen. People are going to say, you know, whatever they want, however they feel. And, the main thing to us is it goes down for a win for us. And, sometimes it's going to go your way. Sometimes it's not. We're blessed that it went our way and we got our, you know, 8th win of the year. So, you know, we're really not too concerned, you know, with what other people have to say, especially when they're not even playing against us. So it is what it is. People are always going to have their opinions, but we're focused on just winning, man.
When you ran out of the tunnel post-game to go see Charles Woodson and grab that microphone to talk to ESPN, how amazing was that for you, following football with your brother as a kid, going to games, and now coming back in Mexico, getting ready to go on the post-game with Charles Woodson, your former teammate?
Oh, my goodness. That was like a dream come true. You know, every time I watch Monday night, you know, you see they, you know, have a player come out of the locker room and, after coach talks to him, and they get to do the post game interview and all those kind of things, and you know that stuff's just like a dream. You know, stuff you dream of as a kid. And I just thank God that He put me in positions where I could do things that I love. You know, and I could do things that I dreamed of since I was little. And I was able to go there and hang out with both the Steves, Trent, who's a Fresno State guy, as well, and Charles, who obviously I'm really close with. So it's just a dream come true, man, and I'm just blessed to be able to do some things that I've always dreamed of.
I'm really happy that you mentioned the soccer angle last night in the post game. For those who follow soccer globally, you understood. They say in the world of soccer that that's where teams go to die because of the altitude. The opponents can't win there. You play a football game there, and you honored the soccer fans and the crowd because you knew how important that stadium was. What did that mean to you?
Yeah, exactly. You know, being able to play, there this year and then playing at Wembley my rookie year. I mean, as a soccer fan, that stuff is so cool. That stuff that doesn't come around every single day for, any kid, and I definitely honored, being able to play in that stadium. I definitely, respected, the level of greatness that was, some of the things that have happened there. So I just wanted to honor the fans and let them know how great they were, and how awesome I thought they were. They were, and their knowledge of the game was fantastic. They knew when to be loud, they knew when to be quiet for us on offense. So I just think that it was just such an honor to play there, and I just wanted to show my thanks.
Wrapping it up with Derek Carr, now get to the upcoming opponent, the Panthers. I know you have a lot of respect for them. They have a big head start on preparation because they haven't played since last Thursday. How big of a challenge is that for you? Because especially your defense, playing all those plays in that altitude, the quick turnaround. I know you like to study film on the plane when you get out of there on the road. How tough of a challenge will this be? These are the reigning NFC champions with the reigning MVP in Cam Newton.
Yeah, definitely. definitely is going to be a challenge. They're a great football team with a lot of great football players. So, you know, we got to get ready to play. We got to rest our bodies up. You know, and our coaches, our strength staff, our trainers will do a great job of, you know, providing us every single thing we need to be 100% come game day. So I'm not too worried about it, but we do have to stay focused and we do have to get after it, you know, in practice and, you know, especially on the mental side, you know, getting ready for a great opponent. So it's going to be a tough challenge, but one we're looking forward to.
Derek, your message to the Raider Nation heading into Thanksgiving.
I will say this, happy Thanksgiving, and don't forget everything that really matters in life, you know, your faith, your family, and then football. Yeah, even though sometimes it's hard, you know, to put them in that order, but just be thankful for what you do have.
Thank you, Derek. Have a great holiday. Appreciate it.
Thank you.